Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Federal inspectors general have been thinking about how far they've come and what they have left to accomplish to fully realize the intent of the Inspectors General Act 4 decades after its enactment. The Bipartisan Policy Center brought together current and former IGs, along with other agency leaders and congressional staff, to think about what the next 40 years of the IG Act might look like. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Inspectors General have a tricky line to walk. Some IGs master the art of keeping their independence and being valuable management tools for their agencies. Others, though, they keep their distance. It's been 40 years since President Jimmy Carter signed the Inspector General Act of 1978 into law, and IGs are still trying to find that balance. Arnie Fields is a former Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction.
Being an Inspector General and reporting to an agency is like being a family member, and you are a police or highway patrolman, and you pull over your parent in the morning, and you issue that parent a ticket for speeding. But in the evening, you sit at the dinner table and you have a normal conversation with your parent.
Fields contributed to the Bipartisan Policy Center's review of the IG Act and a study of its impact on the IG community. The center has a series of recommendations on how to improve that community. It sent those suggestions to Congress, the White House, agency heads, and inspectors general. Current and former IGs say their relationship with agencies has drifted to more of an adversarial direction over the past 40 years. But it doesn't have to be that way. IGs instead should consider taking a more prominent role in helping their agencies pick out problems and resolve them before they happen. Amelia DeSanto is the deputy IG for the State Department.
Those management challenges need to be a thread through the work of the IG community to identify core problems, root causes, that if corrected will have an incredible impact upon the organization.
Inspectors General have had a bit of a different focus in the early days of the IG Act. Denise Wilson is a former special assistant to the president in the White House Office of Legislative Affairs.
Initially, the focus seemed to be more on waste, fraud, and abuse. And I think we've taken that, and as David Williams said, it's very important to have that. But I think we're also now focusing on what I call the three E's, which was also, it's also included in the original act, and that is to focus and better promote the economy, the efficiency, and the effectiveness of the work that the IGs do toward improving agency operations and also to improve agency performance and also management through management improvements as well. And so I think we are, in addition to embracing the waste, fraud, and abuse, also looking for ways to help agencies improve their operations by taking a look at lessons learned from IG audits and investigation. And I think at the end of the day, that will move us toward a more evidence-based agenda, which I think at the end of the day will also help federal government improve. And that's all based upon how IGs have evolved over the decades.
Communication has also been important over the past 40 years. Former agency heads say they created strong working relationships with their IGs. They embraced them as someone who could help the organization succeed. John McHugh is a former Army secretary and a former congressman.
Generally speaking, department heads, agency heads try to keep a distance from an IG because when they show up at your office, it's rather like having the 60 Minutes film crew come to your front door. It's not considered a happy day, and that's unfortunate. Because while clearly IGs are there to root out waste, fraud, and abuse, that's generally not a happy day for an agency head when that happens. But it seems to me that, as Dan indicated, the drift has gone too far. And what I try to do, and Dan and I talked about this quite a bit during our panel discussions, was to bring in our Inspector General more closely as part of the management team. Saying in the Army you want to get left of the bang, that means simply you want to get ahead of a problem before it becomes explosive. And IGs can be an invaluable tool for that if they're used wisely. Yes, they have to have their independence, but we tried to make our IG a regular part of the management team just so they were very well aware of what was happening internally. And they have an eye for the kinds of things that most agency heads don't want to see happen and can be a very useful tool in forestalling those kinds of events.
Dan Glickman is a former agriculture secretary. His predecessor at USDA resigned because of findings that the IG revealed about him. Glickman says he wanted to take a different approach.
So I talked to him about that case and why did it happen and what I could avoid doing to make sure that I was on his right side. And we worked out an arrangement where we developed a personal arrangement in terms of issues that were going on in the Department of Agriculture. And you know, this is a huge department that does everything from the Forest Service to food stamps to farm programs to food safety. And there were a million problems every day. And so he says, I'll be straight with you if you be straight with me. And so I thought that his advice was very good. And as a result of that, I included him in all my cabinet meetings.
Communication with the agency has been an important success factor for some IGs over the past 40 years, but so has communication with Congress. Beth Stein is an oversight and investigative counsel for the minority staff on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Stein says some IGs have been communicative. Others, though, haven't.
I almost feel like in some offices, they feel like they might be bothering you. They're not going to, you know.
The inspectors general think they're bothering the Congress by briefing.
Congress is busy. I'm just going to do my work, and I'll call when something is done and they need to know. It's not really the best way to do it. I have one agency that asks for collaboration on their work plan. I think that that is a very valuable model. I think the other direction, when Congress has the IGs come in regularly to brief not just the committee, but maybe the legislative staff of the committee as a whole, you're building those relationships in a valuable way.
To make her office more transparent, DeSanto says she's working on a virtual semi-annual report so the public in Congress can see updates and recommendations closer to real time instead of reading a new report twice a year. New technology and data analytics have also helped the IG community over the past 40 years. But IGs, like their agencies, are also struggling to update their IT and hire personnel who understand those new systems. Here's Stein.
Data analytics is definitely where the focus needs to be. But I would actually say also that the IG needs to be pushing the agency. The agencies, in my opinion, are not doing enough to implement data analytics to determine their own risk. And when that can be a good collaboration, I think it can be very successful.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.